This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Monday afternoon storms and a tornado damaged as many as 100 homes across North Harris County. News 88.7's Tom Perumian has the details.
Alexandra, called a tornadic storm, Monday's rainmaker was responsible for at least one serious twister and potentially a second and more as it cut a swath of destruction through northwest Harris County communities of Klein, Spring, and Cyfair. Precinct 4 reported homes lost roofs, trees were uprooted, and debris thrown into front lawns and streets. Vast areas lost power. Now, despite the damage, no injuries were reported. The National Weather Service says meteorologists will be conducting a survey of the storm's damage throughout the day to learn more about tornadoes that struck the area.
Meanwhile, travel weather across Texas for Thanksgiving will start mostly dry but could end rainy for some. Texas Public Radio's Brian Kirkpatrick has the story.
The Texas Department of Public Safety reports Wednesday and Sunday will be the most congested days to be on the road. Additional state troopers will be on the lookout for speeders, drunk drivers, and those not buckled up. AAA reports nearly 6 million Texans will hit the road. Travel weather across the state on Wednesday will be rain-free except for border areas. Travel weather across the state on Sunday may see showers fall on Austin, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and the Rio Grande Valley. All have a low to moderate chance of rain. AAA reports a gallon of regular unleaded in Texas to start this Thanksgiving week was $2.65. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
Early voting in the runoff for Houston's 18th Congressional District special election is less than 2 months away. News 88.7 political reporter Andrew Schneider looks at the contenders, Christian Menefee and Amanda Edwards.
Christian Menefee has served as the elected Harris County attorney for more than 4 years.
I'm the only candidate in this race who has taken on Donald Trump, Greg Abbott, Ken Paxton, fought against Republicans to deliver a result, and won in those fights.
Amanda Edwards served as an at-large member of Houston City Council for more than 4 years. Before that, she interned for the late Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
The people who are supporting me, they see me as the people's candidate. I'm the person that has been consistently in the community delivering the results.
Edwards and Menefee, both Democrats, have campaigned largely on kitchen table issues such as access to health care and affordability. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
To hear more on the finalists in the runoff for the 18th Congressional District, tune into Andrew's feature coming up at 6:44 here on News 88.7. A jury has awarded $13 million to the family of a man killed in a crash with an HPD cruiser. The family of Charles Payne sued the city after he was hit by an officer speeding down North Shepherd in 2021. The officer did not have his lights and sirens on and, according to testimony, was rushing back to the station to complete paperwork. The officer was granted qualified immunity and was not part of the lawsuit, but he did receive a 45-day suspension. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.